Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
I'm going to pick up the reading a little further down in John 1 than from where Jennifer stopped. And the John 1 is often called a prologue. And it's got some elements in there that are very deep, very theological, very clear statement of who John understands Jesus to be. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's a very important statement. So there's this reflection that's going on. But interspersed in John 1, interspersed are these elements that focus on John the Baptizer, John the Baptist. And Jennifer read one section there, and I'm going to pick it up a little further down. I'm going to pick it up at verse 19. And as I read this, I want you to listen carefully to the question that is being asked of John and what his answers are. Focus on what John is responding to and then what his answers are. On page 91 and 92 of your Pew Bible, 91 is the section, is the earlier section, 92 is where we are here with this one, of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" "What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you're neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Okay, this is a little pop quiz. See who was paying attention. What was the question?
Who are you?
Who are you? And does he answer right off the bat? No. He does not answer right off the bat. His first response is to tell them who he is not. He is not the Messiah. Who are you? Are you Elijah? Elijah is an important character in the Old Testament. Every year at Passover, they set a cup aside for Elijah to be there. And they were looking for Elijah to come back. "Are you Elijah?" "No, I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" "No, I am not." And then he commences to tell them who he is. "I am the voice." We often call John the Baptist, we often call this John the Baptist. You might think of, what's the TV show, The Voice? Isn't there a TV show called The Voice? So here he's basically saying, "I'm the voice. I'm the voice." And what does this voice do? He makes straight the path for the Lord. Then they come back and they ask him again to re-explain himself, and then he gives them this little piece of insight, this piece of wisdom of how it is that he understands himself in relation to Jesus. He doesn't answer out of conceit, out of a high degree of self-importance. Instead, he offers this observation out of humility. "I am the one who's going to follow behind me, will come along, and he is so great that I would not even be able to unfasten the sandals upon his feet. Let's unpack this for a little bit. First, it's very clear that John knows who he is. He knows part of that by knowing who it is that he is not. My second, I have multiple leadership principles that I operate from. I sometimes suggest I have three, but I probably have more than three. But the second one I operate from is, Dennis, there is a God, and you, Dennis, are not it. Okay? And my guess is that applies to maybe three or four of you here in this room. Is that possible? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So what John is saying here in this particular scene is that I know what I'm not. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not Elijah. Even though I may be dressed up and look like Elijah, I'm not Elijah. I'm not a prophet. Instead, I am the voice. I am the voice. And what is this voice pointing towards? It's pointing, calling attention to the good news of Jesus Christ. And then he offers this little piece of scripture there out of Isaiah, this passage out of what we would call Isaiah 40, which is reminding us that his task is to make straight the path for the Lord. And then he offers this wisdom about humility. Now, humility can be hard, I recognize that. But I would say to you, that's the three big takeaways for today as we hear this passage read and how we hear this passage reflected on. First, to be able to answer the question, who are we? The second is that what passage of Scripture defines us? What passage of Scripture would you want to share with people when they ask you the question, who are you? And third, what is the piece of insight that we need to get about you that helps us understand how it is that you go about this service task? Now, I'll use myself as an example here. I perceive of myself as primarily a preacher and a teacher. I realize I have some administrative responsibilities here, and I have some leadership roles. But I try to accomplish most of those through preaching, and frankly, preaching is an element of teaching. There's some of that that goes on. And the scripture that defines me is, there's multiples, but the two that I think that define me the most are these passages out of Luke 4 and Luke 7, where Jesus preaches his first sermon at the synagogue in Capernaum, and he picks up this passage out of Isaiah, and he talks in that passage about how important it is for people to understand him through the lens of Isaiah, which is the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, and the year of the Lord's favor will be proclaimed. The forgiveness will exist is the translation on that. And then you skip over about two or three chapters there, and John's people, the same John we're talking about here, John the Baptist, John is in jail, and he has sent his people to Jesus and said, are you the Messiah? Sort of a same version of, who are you? Who are you? Are you the Messiah? And Jesus says, go back and tell John what you see. Go back and tell John. Do the blind see? Do the deaf hear? Do the lame walk? Are the lepers healed? And have we proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor? He's saying, for me, that you should have fruitfulness as a virtue of who it is that you say you are as a follower of Christ. So those two passages help define me. Now, I'm mindful of the fact that some of you would think that I'm living in a fantasy land here on this last part, but the last part is the more I read, in the Bible, the more I realize I don't know. And I would say to you, even though I'm not using the same words as John here with humility, I'm saying to you that the deeper I get into this topic, the more I realize that there is still so much more to know. Now, I want to come back for just wrapping this up a little bit, and I want to ask you I want to give you this homework assignment as it relates to these three questions. Sometimes I stand up here and give you answers. Here is the answer to a question. And that's part of the task that I have. But this week, I get to ask you three questions. And I want you to take these three questions out and do a better job of doing these questions that I'm doing with my physical therapy responsibilities, okay? I'm not doing those real well. Even though I'm walking around real well, I'm supposed to do certain things 2 times a day, 3 times a day, and some of them I'm lucky to do once or twice in a week. So I get an F in my physical therapy. But I want you, my physical therapy homework, but I want you to take these three questions and ask yourselves these questions. First, who are you? Who are you? I made the comment, I'm a preacher and a teacher. John says that he's a voice. Who are you? What is God calling you to do? You've heard this questions in September, October, November, and now in December I'm asking it again. Who are you? The second question is, what scripture defines you? What scripture is one that helps us understand who you are? You can lift up a scripture and says, look at this, and this will tell you a lot about who I am. One of the most popular scriptures is that passage out of Jeremiah that was Emily Fleming's favorite passage. Jeremiah 29, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Isn't that a joyful, isn't that an optimistic, hopeful passage? It's saying that if you're at an awkward, bad place, that you're not going to stay there. You're not stuck there. And God is offering the fact that God has plans for you that are going to come to good. Paul, when he's writing to the church in Philippi, and I've heard a number of people say, when I ask them, what's your defining passage? They'll offer this passage out of Philippians. I can do all through him who gives me strength. I can do all through him who gives me strength. Now, that may sound conceited, but I hear a lot of humility in that, that the nature of what it is that a person's able to do is through God and through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's how I hear that. Or you could, I've heard people, when I've asked them, what is your most important scripture, they go to Psalm 46. They say, God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I don't know what yours is, and my guess is, at the end of the day, you probably have more than one. First time I heard Hebrews 11, 1, it just had a profound effect on me. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The children this morning, we said we're using the Bibles in a way to say, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. That's Proverbs 22. What's yours? What's your passage? And if you've got 2 or 3 or 4, pick out one that you're gonna say, this is what I'm going to point to for a while. Now, next week at the 10 o'clock service, everybody knows 10 o'clock, right? 10 o'clock worship service next week, right? Head nods? How many heard that for the first time today? Okay, 10 o'clock next week. We've been thumping into the e-notes and in the bulletin, but 10 o'clock worship service. But when you come in next week, be able to answer, who are you? At least be able to start to answer the question, who are you? Be able to point to a scripture that you say, this is how I'm defined, and then try to find some element, like John did, about some expression that you could use which points back from a basic word, like I used humility there for John, and offering back as to how it is that we understand ourselves in relation. And I would say to you, one of the most important elements of being followers of this Jesus Christ, of this letting the Holy Spirit truly animate us through our lives, is this willingness to ask yourself these kinds of questions so you can do this inventory of who you are and what's going on in your lives. And I would argue that those being able to answer those three questions would bring you tremendous joy in your life, because it helps center your life. It helps define your life. It helps give your life the very direction that it needs. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, help us indeed find the joy in our life by being able to answer simple questions like, who am I? Simple questions like, what scripture defines me? Simple questions like, how do I understand myself in relation to the world around me? Let us be able to do those homework assignments and come back come back filled with joy in knowing better who we are. And all of God's children say, amen. Amen.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.